Another blood red sunset, and yet another moon facing, still another 100 miles to my next resting place. Driving down the road, eyes on the horizon, within my car, I'm all alone, but feeling good and feeling strong, knowing that this path I'm on brings me to myself. I'm driving.
Hey now all, I'm Joey C. Welcome back to another episode of Spirit Sherpa. This is the show that helps and encourages you on your journey to unlock your magic mojo. With me, as always, is the Spirit Doctor, Kelly Sparta. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Joey.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
And we have another listener profile episode today.
I'm so excited. He even volunteered. I didn't have to volunteer him.
You didn't have to corner him on a phone call. You didn't have to threaten him with bodily harm or anything. He just said, I want to do it.
Which is awesome.
So why don't you introduce our profile today?
So this is Ken. Ken's been coming to classes with me when I was in Boston, and he has been going to workshops with me and Kathy, and he's working his way up to Reiki Master. So Ken's like, freaking awesome. And he's going to tell you all about himself. And we're going to talk about his experiences listening to the podcast and his experiences getting through his spiritual work himself and things that have happened along the way. And so we're really excited to hear that. So welcome, Ken.
Thank you. Thank you. I was about to say, I hope the branding isn't too painful. Yeah. But so far, I know Joey survived it and Andrea survived it, so I think I'll be okay.
There you go.
Exactly.
And yes, I'm looking forward to this. It's like there's been a lot of things that have led up to this, and kind of like Joey, it's like, all right, it's time. I need to do this. I've been working with Kelly for a little over a year. I think the first class I took with you was last April.
Yeah, something
but
like
March, but it was a little over a year ago. And I haven't been as fully involved as a lot of other people with Mastering Spiritual Evolution, but I've been taking different things and have picked and choose and been slowly moving forward with Kelly because I've done a lot of things in the past and seeing how it is. And I am a rampant Spirit Sherpa, a longtime listener, first time caller for that. And so I'm looking forward to this because it seems like this is what I need to do right now.
Awesome.
So before we got on to the recording part of this conversation, you started telling me about a lot of the stuff that was going on for you recently that sort of started with doing a constellation workshop with Kathy.
I think I'd actually like to go back a little bit further. You know,
good, because I was thinking as I was saying that I really wanted to start earlier. And then I was like, no, I committed to this point. So yeah, thanks.
So I'll just say like, I've done a lot of personal development work for many, many years. I did programs like the Landmark Forum and LifeSpring way back in the 80s and 90s. I have done a lot of work at Easton Mountain, which is a game and spiritual retreat center in upstate New York. I've done a lot of programs there. I've done body electric. I've done tantra work. I've done a lot of stuff. And about 2 years ago, my life fell apart, just like every aspect, health, family, relationship, job, finances, everything fell apart. I was kind of like, all right, what can I do? Where can I go? And I was on a contract job in 2017. And right after that, I went to India for a month.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was great. I'd always wanted to go. I've been doing yoga since the 70s. I've just like, I really want to do this. It's been a draw forever. I've been just drawn to Indian culture, Indian food, you know, a lot of things. So I went over there because I had a lot of former students I used to work with who were over there. So I came back and was like, oh, what do I do with myself now? And I'd always wanted to do Reiki. Reiki training, I said, that was something that was always on the table. And I saw that Kelly had posted in a meetup group that was there, and I knew someone that knew you. And so I said, all right, let's go to this. So I did Reiki 1 with Joey and with Andrea and with a whole bunch of other people, and then Reiki 2, and then Advanced Reiki. So I did that and have done a whole bunch of things. And I started doing constellation workshops with Kathy, who's been on the podcast, and Kelly was there. The first one, I just was a participant. I had a constellation on the second one. And then I had a constellation this past February and completely knocked me out. Like, I got the flu. I was like out, like I was on the couch for a week and a half.
We haven't really talked about the constellation workshops on the show. So why don't we take just a quick minute, Ken, because you've gone through them. Tell us what it is for the listeners.
Okay. So this is, of course, you know, my own interpretation, and Kelly could probably have something else. So Kathy is the person who runs the constellation workshops. And the best way I can describe them is there are kind of three roles. Kathy is the facilitator, and she kind of does all that, you know, manages the process. So usually in a day, there'll be six constellations. Somebody, it would be their constellation. They would come with an issue like, you know, I'm dealing with fear of this or my relationship with so-and-so or whatever it might be. They kind of explain to Kathy, everyone else is a representative. So pick someone to represent like you and someone to represent either this other person or the issue and place them where you think they need to be. And from there, she kind of starts asking these people who are representing, because they're not themselves in this space. They are representing either you or the issue or a person. And then they say, you know, how you doing? Or what's going on? Or what are you noticing? And they start asking questions like, oh, you heard Ken over there said this. How do you feel about that? Or and the dialogue starts happening. And Kathy will occasionally come back to whoever is asking the question. So say it was me. Say, how are you reacting? Or what's happening with this? And it kind of plays itself out. And it might be, oh, this is developing. I need to find someone else. And Kathy will say, oh, you over there, will you represent pain? Or will you represent fear of being seen or whatever it might be. And it usually plays itself out in about an hour. So the first time I was just a representative and it was pretty powerful. Kelly was at that one. After that, I did a constellation where I was there and it was funny. I was the only man in the entire group. And in this constellation, Kathy was having all these people represent all my unencumbered male ancestors, like going back forever. So it didn't mean that, you know, so there are all these women representing men, but that was pretty powerful. And then this past February, I was going to just be a representative, but somebody had called in sick or something. There was an opening and I happened to have the cash with me and it just kind of went, okay, I need to do this. And I didn't know what I exactly needed to do. It was basically an issue of turning blocks into seeing that things that have been blocks in my life are actually strength. And I don't think I fully processed it. And Kathy could tell I was a little bit out of it. It happened on the session right after lunch. And right after that, I got immediately sick and just like out of it. So it was pretty powerful.
Yeah.
So
let me just jump in for a second, because I just want to tell our listeners that one of the things that can happen when you go through a major clearing is that toxins that were in place in your body holding that block can be released. And it's like, okay, it's done. And all of that stuff flushes out. And then, you know, you can get sick. That can happen.
Because I was on the couch for a week and then symptoms for another week and a half and fatigue for another month.
Wow.
Yeah, they call it a healing crisis.
Oh God, it was brutal. But anyway, so that happened in February. And then I happened to mention to my friend Brenda, so shout out to Brenda. I was meeting with her and Brenda and I is very simpatico. And I just mentioned, it's like, oh, you should check Lee's podcast. And so I just had her do that. And I didn't think too much about it. And then I get an email like 3 weeks later. She's like, I binged listened to every single episode over 3 days. And I found myself just signing up for an energy scan. I didn't realize I was doing it. I didn't do the intro, you know, the discovery session. She does. I went straight for it. And then I said, all right, well, then after she did it, she came and talked to me about it. And I was like, okay, I've got a lot of stuff going on in my life. I need to do that too. And so I'm like, okay, because, you know, I remember when Andrea was on and she said that, you know, she saw Kelly and she's like, oh yeah, she's going to be my teacher. Or you said she's going to be my student. And I listened to that and I went, oh damn.
Why?
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's going to happen. So I scheduled the energy clearing. So it was a month to the day from today. And it was pretty amazing. There was a lot of stuff in that
one. Yes, there
was. Yeah, when you're going through things and Kelly's like, I'm going to check out that. She goes, holy crap. You know, like, okay, what's up? And what was great about it is that I've done a lot of, you know, therapy and personal development workshops, and I've done a lot of things. And all the things that Kelly was saying was not that, you know, it's like, oh, here's this woo-woo kind of thing that's just coming out of left field. It's like, no, this is reconfirming a lot of things I have felt or experienced or had people tell me or things like this. It just kind of brought it all together. When Kelly does it, she records the call, and I recorded it too, but I did it. So I have re-listened to that 6 times. I listened to it 4 times just all the way through. I listened to the 5th time and took notes and just kind of went, okay, what are all these things? Because there was just so much data. And then I was away for a few days. And so I was driving back and like, okay, I'll re-listen to that call and I'll listen to podcasts 4 through 13. Re-get all that together.
Yeah, I hear that from a lot of people that they listen to the energy scans over and over and over again. Yeah. And people will say, they'll come back like 6 months later and listen to them again and then say, wait, that wasn't on there the first time I listened. And it's like their brain just shuts off every time they hear that piece until they're ready to hear it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The 2 big things. And so, you know, I can share about myself because one of the big things that Kelly discovered, she said, your crown chakra's kind of shut down. Trusting the universe, it's like, probably not. And then she went to my 6th chakra and she goes, oh my, you're getting just massive downloads for spirit, like fire hose level downloads from the world. And I'm like, oh, what's that about? And she's like, I don't know. It's the reason you're here on the planet. And then I said, how long has this been going on? You know, it's like, she said, a lot of times this happens to people when it's time for them. And I said, how long has this been going on? Thinking maybe like, 2 weeks, you know, something like that. She's like, it started 17 years ago and it's been going full bore for the past 12. And I said, I'm like, okay, well, how long is this going to go on for? Oh, that's a good question. Let me check. It'll be full bore for another 10 years, and then it will start trickling off. And by 20 years, it'll kind of die down. I'm like, what? You know? I said, this is not common, is it? She's like, no, never seen this in my life. Going further into it, she's like, you give messages to the world through the way you talk and you speak and you, I'm a performer, I'm a singer also. So she's like, your vocal cords are the way that you deliver messages to the world, not only from the content of your speech, but just by speaking. So that was one of the reasons I'm on the podcast, because I'm like, I have to process this stuff and I have to get it out. And I figure that there are many, many listeners. So it's like, okay, it'll all get out there.
Yeah. So if you're feeling like you're getting a download right now, you probably are.
You're welcome. I am here to serve humanity. And also a big deal from that was Kelly's like, you're a magnet, damn it. Stop trying to manifest things. Just be and be the bright, shiny beacon you are and like flies to a lamp. And things will come to you. I'm like, oh, crap. You know, how do I do that? Wait a minute. I've been driving and reaching and doing all these things all my life.
How's that practice going?
I think pretty decent. I had an interesting thing that Kelly might remember this on the call. I mentioned about a job interview that I'd had. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, I didn't think too much about it. I just applied and it kind of came to me. And with the way they set up, it's immediately like a full half day interview. I'm like, whoa, that's a lot. But I'm like, oh yeah, sure, we'll do that. Then to find out from a lot of people, like I talked with someone who used to be in that department, who she said, I would not recommend to any of my friends that apply for this position.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, and basically, you know, not the best environment. And it's a job that in and of itself would be great. But to be able to kind of go, it's like, okay, I'm getting messages. This is not where I'm supposed to be. Don't fret about it. And I got a very elegant way because I was afraid they were going to offer me the job like immediately. And I'm like, you know, so I managed a very elegant way to kind of go, you know, this isn't the right thing right now. Basically, there was no boss. I wouldn't know who my boss was. So I said, I'd like to interview further when you have someone hired in that position.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, that was great. So But just really trying to relax and not, you know, just kind of go, oh, things are going to happen. And, you know, Kelly said, give yourself 3 weeks. Don't try anything and let things come to you. And you said that you noticed my energy was different.
Yeah. Well, and so I'll give you the next piece now, since we're on the call. Yay. And I'll give it to our listeners at the same time. The idea is to turn yourself into a receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So close your eyes.
Yep.
And everybody out there in listener land, if you're not driving, close your eyes. Not doing something that requires sight, but you close your eyes and you just imagine that all the energy of good finances and love and success and happiness and everything that makes you feel like you belong in the world and that the universe is going to take care of you, and just feel all that energy coming into you, coming into your energy field, just filling you up, making yourself a big receiver. Yay, we are receiving all the yummy happiness that the world has to offer. And you can feel that. Make sure you feel it coming in from your back as well as your front. Make sure you feel it coming in under your feet and into your head, that it's coming in through the whole of your being, and you'll start to see yourself sort of brighten up. You get brighter and brighter as the energy comes in. And then go ahead and open your eyes. And if you do this exercise every morning, which I do, some really interesting things can happen. As in, I went out into a parking lot and found $250 sitting on the ground.
Yeah, because I was, as I said, I was re-listening to the podcast, and one was about, you know, spells and intentions and stuff like that. And I keep thinking, it's like, all right, well, I'm basically, you know, you said, I'm not a manifester, I'm just a receiver. You know, it's just like, things just like come to me. But there's that kind of fight about mentally, all right, you know, I guess I just have to ask for things, or I just have to say, oh, this is what I want, and just kind of trust that the universe is going to send it my way.
Yeah.
In many ways, a much easier way of being in the world.
Yes. Go figure.
Yeah. That way, I think I've de-stressed a lot because of
the thing that you have to do when you're being in receiver mode is you have to also be present, because the receiver side is the feminine, and so is presence. And if you're not present when you're in receiver mode, you won't notice the opportunity when it shows up. You won't happen to look at the ground to see the money on the ground. There were other people who had walked through that area before me who didn't see the money. Mm-hmm. And the money was sitting right there in $50 increments. And wow. I was just like, yes, please, thank you. I picked up one. I was like, oh my God, good fortune. And then I looked and I was like, holy crap. Like, yay, free money.
I could deal with that right now. That would be great.
Yeah. So, and if this is the second time that there has been money in a parking lot for me.
So, Ken, you've talked about sort of all of the massive shifting that you've had to go through over the last month or so. Well, specifically in the stuff you've done.
Yeah.
And with everything that you've had happen in your life over the last 2 years, and then this sort of happening now as in this specific moment in time, have you felt the shift in yourself? Kelly mentioned that she noticed your energy changed. How do you feel?
I definitely feel different. I definitely don't feel on edge as much. I described that I used to be always in scared squirrel mode, just like, well, what's there? You know, just like worried about what was coming at me. And I'm less of that. And I think I'm talking what Kelly was mentioning about presence. I think I'm noticing some more of my internal stuff, like, oh, like my heart is racing. Why is that? Or I'm feeling anxious or nervous. Why is that? I really don't have any reason to be feeling that right now, but I'm noticing that occur. So yeah, I'm definitely feeling it more. I've had other people who have mentioned, everyone's used to me being just so high energy. And I think I am anyway, because, and part of that I think is because I'm releasing all these massive downloads from spirit over everyone and splatting all over everybody as they come into my, you know, voice range. But I think that I'm just holding myself a bit differently and not worrying about as much.
Yeah. I've long said that a lot of people go looking for their purpose, and they look for their purpose outside of themselves. And, you know, your purpose is actually just a function of you being you. Mm-hmm. And it's the fullest expression of your authentic self. And when you step into that and when you own it, then it becomes so much easier to do everything.
Yeah. And I've been noticing, because I've been a singer and a performer and all this sort of thing for years, but I've been really good at the technical side of creativity, but have not really let myself go on the kind of artistic expression side of creativity. And things have just started coming out that I'm like, oh, I could do that. Oh, sure. You know, it's like, and I'm not freaking out about it, or, oh, I can't do that, or I don't know how to do that, or, you know, who would listen to me for that? And kind of like, oh, let's go. Let's try that one out. Or, oh, I can do that, or I can perform this way, or I can put together this project, or things like that. So I'm moving forward with that. I'm relieved the stress about it.
Yeah. Well, you're trusting more.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. I have an interesting thing for me about creativity too, which is I have this thing that, you know, okay, if I draw something or I paint something or I sculpt something, which I love to do, then I'm stuck with the something. And now what do I do with it? Because my house is full. Right. And I can't throw it away. And, you know, I just like, I put all this effort into it. I don't want to throw it away. And I feel like, you know, a 3-year-old gifting a mommy a piece of my special artwork if I wanted to give it to my friends or something. You know, I've decided that the best way to do it is to do henna art, because then it goes away with the person. And so I've started trying that. And I also make transformational jewelry on occasion. It's not something I sell as a service, though I suppose I could, but it generally is something that I do for friends. You know, I have them focus on where they want to go, and I get the energetic, and then I build that energetic into a necklace until they can, so they can wear it until they can live into it, sort of thing, mm-hmm. which is a lot of fun for me too. So I started doing that when I had a store way back when.
Some projects I'm doing is I found in my great uncle's journal, he had over 70 songs. And this is a journal from like late 40s to late 50s. And some of them are of that time, and others of them are way back. And, you know, because he lived way out in the woods, you know, without electricity for most of his life. And I'm like, oh, I could do this whole project about songs of my uncle.
Oh, there you go.
And I've also, and this is something I have to talk to Joey about, I realize that I have so many quirky type of interests. I'm Aquarius sun, Cancer moon, Cancer rising. I like everything that's different. You know, if it's everyone else is doing, I'm not interested. I'm involved with a lot of really interesting people who do weird things. And I'm like, I need to have conversations with them and interview them, because it's like, you know, the people who do this weird thing over here that I do, it's like, oh, I play the ukulele over here, and I'm a race walker, and I do Morris dancing. And, you know, so these people from different places don't know about all these weird things. So it's like, I should interview someone from these weird places and talk about that thing. And then whether that's a YouTube series or if it's a podcast or whatever, I don't know. But I'm like, okay, I gotta put that in the marinate jar and kind of go, oh, that's something I should do. Since that's what Kelly told me to do. It's anything I have an idea, I need to just kind of let it marinate and just like, okay, it'll come to me sooner or later.
Yeah.
Very cool stuff. This has been a great, I'm going to call it an introduction to Ken, because even in this, the listeners don't have a full appreciation for who and what you are, Ken. So this is a great opportunity for them to hear a little bit about you. But is there a way that they can connect to you if they wanted to reach out to you more and find out when you have those things sort of starting to move?
Sure. I have a website. So if you go to kenmatson.com, that's kenmatson.com. And there I have links to things that I've done musically, some spiritual resources, also a project I did where I visited every town and city in Massachusetts, you know, and posts about that. That was a very interesting project I did last year. And I am a career consultant, so I work with people, kind of holistic career development. So if you're not sure what you want to be when you grow up or how to make that happen, I incorporate a lot of the lessons and things that I've gotten from Kelly and all of the other learning that I've done. So I'm not just sort of like, oh, this is how you be an accountant. And I'm like, all right, how does this fit in your life? In integrating spiritual and personal development into career development. So you can, from my personal website, you can link over to resonare.com, R-E-S-O-N-A-R-E. And you can find out more about that if you'd like to, you know, be a part of any of the podcasts or Facebook lives or any or blog posts that I have over there.
Awesome. So cool. Thank you, Ken. And folks, this is another listener profile where we've got to meet a really, really cool person, and you've got an opportunity to hear about what's going on in Ken's spiritual journey and where he's going and what he's got coming up. But if you're interested in taking part in this, and Ken, I think it's pretty safe to say that you'd say this is a lot of fun, right?
Oh yeah. I thought I get to talk with Joey and Kelly at the same time. And it's like, and I get to relieve myself of all this spiritual download stuff. It's like, no, it's pretty awesome.
Well, and you know, one of the things as Joey was saying, a really cool person, Ken's like, really?
Totally. And,
you know, I could see him on the screen going, really? And that's something I want to point out, because every time we say something like that about one of our listener profiles, and sometimes even our guests, they're like, really? Yeah. So if you're sitting there going, well, my life isn't really that interesting, you're wrong. So your life is actually much more interesting than you think. And when we say you're a really cool person, you'll be going, really?
Yeah. But it's true. It is definitely true. So if you are interested, reach out to Kelly. You can email her at Kelly, K-E-L-L-E, at kellysparta.com. And that's where you can let her know, hey, Kelly, I want to be a listener profile. I want to be on with you and tell the world my story.
And then you'll get an email from Kelly that will say, oh, goody.
Yay!
We need to take a picture of you doing the little clappy thing, Kelly, so you can put it in those emails as an image, maybe a GIF or something like that.
That's a GIF.
Yeah, exactly. And if you have any other questions or things you want to hear on Spirit Chirpa, that's a great way to get in touch with Kelly and let her know that as well. If you'd like to find out more of what Kelly has going on, subscribe to her newsletter on kellysparta.com. You can subscribe to her mailing list there and get all the information you want to. And Kelly, you also maybe want to remind everybody about the Patreon account you're starting.
Yeah, so we're doing a membership site for everybody who is addicted to the podcast. And so if you're one of the binge listeners or you're just getting started and you think you might be, you may want to take a look at the Patreon site, which is patreon.com/ Kelly, K-E-L-L-E, Sparta. Yeah, that's it. Kelly Sparta. And check it out, because I'm going to be doing a masterclass every month. I'm going to be doing journaling questions for you. Kathy's got some inspirational messages and quotes, and the people who have been on the podcast are going to be offering up some additional content and things like that. So there's going to be all sorts of really cool stuff going on there. This episode actually marks the 1 year mark of our podcast.
I was just going to say that, Ken. I don't think you realized it. You're the anniversary episode.
Yeah. I did not know that. I was warning about that because I re-listened to number one and it was on, you know, on solstice. So
it was
on
solstice.
Yes.
Just after, but yes.
Yep. Awesome. So this is the 1 year anniversary episode. And so that means it's 52 episodes. And it's been so much fun. Joey's made it so easy for me. We love Joey. And if you are thinking about starting a podcast, you need to call Joey.
I don't think people realize how good Joey is. It's like the way that, because since I've been listening to all the podcasts again, you know, just hearing how you do it. Like I was wondering in this one, I'm like, Joey, you're not saying much. I'm like, either Kelly and I are doing a really good job or, you know.
Yeah, there wasn't much for me to say. You guys had it handled. I just enjoyed the show on this one.
Yeah, so if you're thinking about starting a podcast on your own, call Joey. And check out the Patreon account, because the membership site's going to be awesome. Let me know if there's something else that you want to see.
And if I could just say one thing, is that one, like I said, I've done a lot of personal and spiritual development work. What I found about the way that Kelly and her approach and the podcast and all the workshops that I've done is she really systematizes everything. So all the pieces are like, oh, I see how they go together. And this is all a really good thing. So if you're someone who has done a lot of work, but it feels like it's sort of a mishmash, either start binge listening to the podcast and go through it, you know, go through the 52 and then go back and redo it and take notes, take Kelly's workshop, look at some of the things on her website. You know, I started with the Boundaries for Empath, which was a great thing in addition to the Reiki training. But it's really good to have, Kelly has a great way of really looking at how this all works together and connects it to things really tangible. It's not, it's very much not a woo-woo type of thing if you're thinking it might be. It's really very grounded.
Yeah, awesome. And thanks, what Ken. What a great way to wrap up the episode. Kelly, is there anything you want to add to that, or Ken's words
nope,
say
I
it all?
Ken said it.
Yeah, I agree. All right, folks, that is all that we have time for this week, but be sure to join us next time as Kelly adds another chapter into your beginner's guide to energy, magic, and the spirit world. I'm Joey C, here with Kelly Sparta and Ken, and you have been listening to Spirit Chirpa. So long, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Each mile I travel over 13,000 now, so I'll leave behind a little fear.
Spirit Chirpa is the sole property of Kelly Sparta Enterprises and is distributed under Creative Commons BY-NC-ND 4.0 license. For more information about this licensing, please go to creativecommons.org. Any requests for deviations to this licensing should be sent to kelle@kellesparta.com. That's kelly@kellesparta.com. To sign up or to get more information on the programs, offerings, and services referenced in this episode, please go to kellesparta.com. This episode of Spirit Chirpa has been produced by Honu Voice Productions.
Home and my love and my life and me.
Are you waking up to the spiritual world and realizing that you have no idea what you're doing, but you feel like you kind of probably should, especially since you seem to be seeing things and feeling things and having things see you that maybe aren't so great, and that you might want to actually control your experience of that? Well, I have great news for you, because our Welcome to the Woo program does just that for you. It teaches you how to hold your energy field, manage your energy field, clear your energy field, protect your energy field, and learn how to protect your space. And you learn how to do basic divination and talk to your guides, so that you feel like you actually have a clue and have a way to talk to the guides that will help you to figure everything else out. And it teaches you how to make sure that you feel mentally, emotionally, and energetically safe. That means that we also deal with things like fear and anxiety and worry and dread and self-doubt and inner and outer judgments. And we help you build a foundation of self-support and courage. All of these things together create a solid sense of safety in your own life. They will reduce your stress levels in half, guaranteed. So visit the website at kellesparta.com and find out more about the Welcome to the Woo program. Your future awaits.